What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Y'all, today is December 17th, 2025, and it's a great day to be alive. It's Wednesday, so that means it's Wellness Wednesday. So we're going to dive in just a second. But y'all, here, we always get into the three E's, all right? We're always going to hit you with education. We're always going to hit you with entertainment. And we got to hit you with some empowerment here on the show. But y'all know we can't get this show going and can't get this ship moving without bringing out my co-host, coming out producer Britt. Talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, y'all. What's up?
Man, what's
up? Pick up the phone. Hey, somebody, go downstairs. You want to pick up the phone? What's up? What's up? They don't make commercials like that no more, Jonathan. They can make commercials.
Man, commercials ain't commercials no more. Now it's just selling to you.
Or medical ads. That's it.
Selling to you, medical ads, or they got the sad dogs they want you to donate some money to, or
the sad kids.
Oh, I was about to say it. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but yeah, it's the kids. they out here, man. They out here. But yeah. Producer Britt, how you feeling, man? It's Wednesday.
It's Wellness Wednesday, Jonathan.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
I'm good.
Okay.
What I'm dealing, I'm not dealing with anything dramatic. Just work. You know, obviously the stages of work I've been in. I'm holding on right now.
Holding on is for sure. Wait, producer, hold on. You can't just say the stages of work and not tell people what you're talking about. We need some clarity. We need to understand what you're saying.
First of all, people are gonna be like, "What did y'all eat for dinner?" Because that's what we always ask. So
Okay, so last night for dinner. Well, actually, I didn't even eat dinner last night. I ate a late lunch, and shout out to SparChar Catering. Okay.
One more time.
SparChar.
Yeah.
SparChar. Yeah. Her catering is off the chain. She hit us with the fried chicken wing. She hit us with the
chicken on a stick. We had
the chicken
meatballs.
On a stick skewers.
You already said fried chicken. We had seafood, lamb, fried rice. We had lamb chops.
Man, it was everything.
Rice. We had two different types of delicious.
It was two different types.
But nobody went to that white rice. Everybody went to that seafood rice.
Combo fried rice. Yeah, combo fried rice was cooking. But yeah, that was off the chain. That did me good. I was smiling and I was full. And then we had had the cake in the container. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, hope you had
that sugar ain't good.
Here you go. Want to front somebody out on the podcast? Here you go. Taking pictures yesterday to front me out on the podcast is crazy.
Oh yeah, I got a picture. I'll show you later.
Nah, yeah.
Y'all gotta look at his little. We have a 3 o'clock meeting. This was our end of the year meeting, our last one. So we had some food, like I said, and there was desserts that's always come with it. And you know, Jonathan just be going off with them sweets.
I mean, what are you supposed to do with them? Okay, they're out there on the table.
And go get a bottle of water.
No, what does a bottle of water have to do with sweets? I'm confused.
You don't need it. Sweets. You don't need it. You were just on the show. Sweets. I pulled a clip from the show a couple of days ago. You said, "Pretty, I'm right here. I'm feeling it."
You didn't pull that clip.
I'm feeling a little heavy. I said, "I'll pull it. I'm feeling a little heavy."
Okay, whatever. Okay, moving on. What'd you eat for dinner last night? Okay, since I didn't eat dinner, what'd you eat for dinner last night?
Same thing. I didn't eat nothing either. I had a late lunch. I came home after the event that we worked last night. I had two bites of that rice because I don't, you're not supposed to put hot food in the fridge. I don't know. Don't get me started. But
is that a real thing?
I don't know. My dad told me, and now he traumatized me because now I won't put hot food in the fridge. I will leave food out for at least like an hour for it to cool down. And then I'll put it in the fridge. But anyways, and so
when I tell before you go there, when I tell you that my mom used to do the same thing. So I was like, nah, you don't put hot food in the fridge. Like that's not a thing. Because if you do that, then it's going to spoil. Man, I did that research. No, it's not. It's just since it's so hot, then it goes with the cold, and then it just affects the temperature in the refrigerator. But it's fine.
I don't know, Jonathan. The bacteria.
I still do it now, though. I still leave it out now. I still let it cool down. I still do, just because black people be doing black things. Anyway.
Hey, we gotta stay black. But okay. I just ate two bites of that. I was like, a piece of crab and a piece of shrimp. So, I ate that, and then I knew I had to be up, so I took my butt to bed. That was it.
Man. Yeah. But we got to get into this stage of the work thing. We can get into it later if you want to, or maybe that could be a Thursday or Friday thing. But either way, the people still got to know.
Of course.
Yeah, because you're talking about stages and phases and not telling people.
I got some good topics. But, okay, let's get into Straight from the Source, right?
Let's get into Straight from the Source. Straight from the Source. The reason why I want to roll this clip, first of all, is just we're going into a new year, or preparing to go into a new year. And this is one of those things that oftentimes people always share and focus on. We're talking a little bit about distractions, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and roll the clip, producer Britt, and I'm gonna come back and unpack it with some verses. Or verse.
Verse.
Distraction always requires your focus. If you don't give distraction your focus, the distractions go away. I believe in this year of 2022, God is calling us to continue to climb higher. As a matter of fact, God is telling you it's time for you to level up. And when you level up, it silences the voices of your distractions. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I believe I'm talking to somebody who's tired of hearing these naysayers, the voices of the enemy, and all these different flies and scattering voices and noises. And you have to look at them and tell them I'm doing a great work and I don't have time to come down from the work that I'm doing. God called me on this wall, and if God called me on this wall, he's going to strengthen my hands to put piece by piece and brick by brick.
First of all, shout out to the man of God, man. Tim Timberlake, man. Shout out to him bringing that word from Celebration Church. And the thing I wanted to really parallel today, and our text is going to be from James 1:8. But the thing I want to parallel today is just distractions and like your attention being divided, right? Like looking at those two dynamics, because in James, one thing that the text talks about, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, right? And knowing that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, you know, this phrase or this word double-minded, this literally means having a divided soul or being torn between conflicting loyalties of God and the world. And thinking about that, like, what does that look like, right? It could look like wavering faith. So you're believing partly and you're disbelieving partly, and you're debating whether to trust God or not. And this is something that we see often time and time again in the Bible, just like when Jesus was walking on the water. And then he told Peter, he said, come on out here. And then Peter begins to walk on the water. But then the moment that he begins to waver in his faith, and the moment that he begins to not trust God, that's the moment he begins to sink. So thinking about that, and thinking about just like what can this look like? It can look like inconsistency. Right. So thinking two different things at once, unable to decide, lacking a clear purpose. But when I think about this text, I think about back to when I was probably mid-20s, right? Like 20, 25-ish. And for me, what I look like in terms of being double-minded and seeing what that really meant for me, it would be one night going out. And I would literally be living two different lives, because I would go out, I would go hard, I would be in the section, I would be with bottle service, and I'm just living in the world completely, and just owning, hey, everybody, whoop, 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 living this ultimately promiscuous lifestyle, but then go to sleep, and then roll over the next morning, and then I'm going to church as if none of that ever happened the night before. And somebody might say, well, John, what's wrong with that? Like, how is that an issue? Why is that a problem? Well, one of the reasons is because imagine if somebody was out in the club last night with me, and then they also happened to stumble into a church and then saw me, and they're like, well, wait, Huh. Because I'm proclaiming that I'm free from sin. I'm throwing my hands up. And ultimately, for me to even go deeper with God and go deeper with Christ, for me to fully submit myself, then that would look like ultimately canceling out some other areas in my life. And I'm not talking about legalism, but ultimately, y'all, this is what distraction looks like in real time, right? Because if I'm saying I'm fully submitted to God, fully devoted to God, fully about helping proclaim the gospel and share with other people, then me going to the club is going to pull me in the opposite direction, right? So there's a few points that I just want us to take away from our time today with Straight From The Source. The first thing, as we talk about being unstable in all his ways, right? That's what the text says. That can look like a lack of foundation. Think about a house that's built on sand and it's lacking a spiritual basis. Right. So if I'm constantly living in sin and operating in sin, then that's going to affect the connection that I have with God the Father. It's not going to affect God communicating with me. It's going to affect me being able to hear what God is communicating. God is always communicating with us. It's just the fact of the matter, if we're distracted from this or that and deterred this way or that way to where we can't really understand what he's saying because we're thinking about other things. Right. And even another part of the verse, it talks about being tossed by circumstances, right? So being swayed by every wind and wave of doubt or trial. Faith ultimately is us believing for more, us believing in something greater who is God the Father, right? But so often, faith is like a muscle. If we don't stretch it and we don't tap into it, then it's not going to have much staying power. So therefore, if we're doing everything that's contradictory towards stretching our faith and spending time in our word and praying, but instead we're doing everything else, then all the other muscles will get stronger, right? The muscle to have the desire to sin, the lack of discipline, these areas will get stronger. And then our faith will ultimately be weakened. So we don't want to be tossed by the circumstance. We want our mind to think of what is good, what is pleasing, what is faithful by furthering that muscle versus having a desire to grow and lean more into sin here versus there. And then, y'all, I heard it said when I used to play basketball, when I played basketball all the time, the coach say, how you do one thing is how you do everything. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And I used to want to separate it so bad. And I was like, coach, that ain't real. Like how I perform here does not determine how I perform in the classroom. How I perform in the classroom does not determine how I perform here. But the fact of the matter is, it does, right? Inconsistency isn't just something that's spiritual. It impacts decisions. It impacts relationships. It impacts actions. Because if I create the habit of me staying up late, then it's going to affect me waking up early. And if it affects me waking up early, then that's going to affect the amount of energy that I have. And based on the amount of energy that I have, I won't be able to do and be successful in the things and the areas of which I desire to be successful in, where I desire to put my time and my investment, canceling out those distractions. So y'all, at the end of the day, when we look at somebody who's single-minded versus somebody who's double-minded, right? The person who's single-minded, right? They have a prevailing focus on God. They become wise, right? And they also are steadfast. They're submissive. They build up that discipline and that devotion because God ultimately, he's the only one that can give wisdom to those who ask for it without wavering and without leading and ultimately leading to stability. So at the end of the day, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge me. I want to challenge us. Let's be single-minded in our focus, getting prepared to go into 2026. Let's make a decision, right? If we're going to choose to follow God, then let's follow God. If we're going to choose to be disciplined and devoted, let's choose to be disciplined and devoted. Let's not say, I want to follow God, but I still want to go and get smashed on the weekend, right? I want to follow God, but I'm still going to choose my sins over here. I'm going to come back on Sunday. I'm going to ask for forgiveness, but I still want to do this and I still want to do that. We got to stop playing hopscotch with God. We got to get serious. We got to get devoted. We got to cut out distractions. Family, that's straight from the source. We came from the book of James chapter 1 today, verse 8. And make sure that you subscribe so you don't ever miss any of our content here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. Out that's not only fun but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
Treece,
all right.
Go
Man, Speak Your Success in the Morning, Wellness Wednesday, 17 minutes after the hour. Producer Britt got her water, hot lemon, honey, agave, whatever she put in that cup.
Just hot water today.
Wait, straight hot water, no lemon, just hot water by itself. Okay. Fair enough.
From the Asian community, that's what they do. Just hot water, or sometimes they just do miso soup in the morning.
Shout out to my people. I like good miso soup. I like egg drop soup also. Producer Britt, we kicking it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. What, egg drop soup?
I can't get into it. I don't like, no.
I don't like eggs. Eggs.
I do like eggs. Just not what they taste like you. Okay.
They're baby
so,
chickens.
So, Wellness Wednesday. Got a couple topics for you. I want to hit the big one first. So, y'all. So, Australia has banned social media for kids, okay? So, Australia banned social media for individuals under 16, sparking discussion about a similar approach in the United States. While a full ban is unlikely due to legal and cultural factors, you know, educating parents and children and restricting features for users under 18 to address the negative impact of social media on adolescents of mental health. So, Jonathan,
yeah,
what do you think about this? A social media ban for people under 16 in, if you're 16 and under in Australia, what do you think about it?
I think we can learn something from
some facts. Okay, go ahead.
I think we learn something from the Australian community for sure. Because I mean, even us with our boys now, I mean, we limit screen time because we see how he reacts when we take the phone away from him. Like, all right, you're done with the game. Like, whoa. You just turned into a whole different person just now.
Oh, that's okay? Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. But it's just the fact of the matter. So, I mean, I'm all for it. We can definitely take something from that community because they got something right there. They got something right, Producer Britt.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It makes sense, man. It makes sense.
So some of the research that shows is that obviously our the adolescent brain develop is real. Social media design is deliberately and addictive to teen mental health is declining. You know, think why, and another reason why this won't happen in America is, you know, big tech. Okay. So, you know, they've got lawyers, they got lobbyists, and, you know, more money. Then it makes sense, okay? And man, even if we could somehow pass something, how would we enforce it? Kids know about VPNs. They can use their older siblings' ID. They'll migrate to whichever platform isn't regulating. Teenagers know more about technology than people trying to regulate it. Why some people think they're doing okay. So here's a little snippet of why this is what I was looking for. Why people think the age ban makes sense. So if we all know social media can be harming during the critical years, an age ban might prevent teens who struggle with anxiety, depression, or body image from the constant feedback loop that reinforces their worst thoughts. Okay. Age-based limits give teens time to learn social skills, inherit communication, such as face-to-face conversation, tone, eye contact, and body language. I mean, that is all true. Those are reasons to ban it. Because I mean, we see it all the time, Jonathan. It's just the kids are just like, they're just looking at you like this.
Oh my goodness.
They just give you a good stare. And you're like, what is wrong with you? Or somebody standing in front of them and they won't say, excuse me. And it's like, open your mouth, say, excuse me. And it's like, excuse me. From there, it's like, well, I have social anxiety. Do you, or do you just not want to talk? Like, who's putting that?
Britt, this is so good. This is accurate. No. Go ahead.
It is accurate, but it's like, who's putting that social anxiety on you? Because nobody said you had social anxiety. You just don't open your mouth and talk. Or I had a situation yesterday. It was, you know, I'm training. And someone was training on cameras, and they go, well, Miss Brittany, I don't want to tell people that are older than me what to do. And I said, well, you can't think of it like that. I said, you have to think of yourself as the professional. I said, they walk into the room, they don't know what to do. I said, they ain't never seen a camera like this. They barely know how to work an iPad, let alone they barely know how to work their phone. So it's like, if you know how to do this, you're not necessarily telling them what to do. I said, think about it as you're informing them on what they're doing, and you're giving them direction on that. And that's what they expect of you, because you're in that role. So, you know, there's nothing to be to give you. There's nothing. You shouldn't be anxious. You shouldn't be, you know, riled up or anything like that. You should just go in. I know how to do this. Head up high, chin up, and just do it. Or it was one time I saw one of our college guys. He was trying to get through on stage left, and he was stuck. He's like, I can't get in. It's like a Tetris piece that you're like, oh my gosh, it's about to turn. What do I do with it? And it's like, okay, just say excuse me. And it's like,
talk to somebody. Just talk to somebody. Just so ask them, can they move to the left side? Can they move to the right side?
Tapped her on the shoulder and said, excuse me. And she said, oh, sorry. You know, I gotta just get out the way. People, I don't know if the Gen Z, I don't know if they think, you know, older people are just gonna turn around and yell at them. I don't know if they've had like horrible encounters with them. But also, you know, that's just one part of it. And then we go into the body shame, the body image situation. That's horrible. And I will bring up the example that we brought up yesterday. And that was Summer Walker. Summer Walker, she recently just did an interview. I wish I would have pulled the clip. She recently just did an interview. And she said, you know, I love getting surgery. I love, you know, I would have almost, if I could, I would have got a rib removed. They wouldn't let me remove a rib.
Oh, God.
And it's like, why do you need to do that? And then I say, same thing with Cardi B. Cardi B says, I love getting surgery. I love getting plastic surgery. I love this. I love that. God. And it's like, yes, it is their own life. That is your body. You do what you want to do with your body, your life, your time, your money, what have you. But I just think it comes to a point where it's like, it's not necessarily about yourself anymore. It's not necessarily about your body anymore. Because it's like, now why are you doing it? And, you know, I don't know if the amount of fame matters. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know, all eyes are on you. All eyes are on you. People are looking at you. We know that you got surgery. We know that you love surgery. We know that you keep getting surgery. We know that you don't care about the way that you, I don't want to say that, but it's just like, I can't say that you don't care about kids or, you know, you're not a role model because that's not true. You know, it's just something that's technically going on with yourself, you know,
I was thinking the same thing. This is one of those conversations. I don't want to blame it on mental health, but I would want to know the why. Like, I love surgery, But why do you feel like you need surgery? And to your point, yes, you know, it is their body. It is Cardi B's body. It is Summer Walker's body, or whoever else decides that, you know, they want to get, you know, the lip injections, the lip fillers, the adding fat here, taking fat from there. Right. That is your body. Mm-hmm. But the question is, like, why do you need that? Right. Yeah. You know, these are attractive young ladies and they're adding stuff here and there. And yeah, they're just they're saying what they feel freely on interviews. But seriously, you just consider for a second, based on what you say, what kid or what individual that their mind isn't either fully formulated, or what individual or what person is in a spot and in a place to where they're going to make an action based off what you say. Based off your opinion. They're not processing through it. Oh, wow. But Summer Walker went and got surgery, so I'm going to go and get my whole body tattooed. Or Cardi B did this, so I'm going to go and do the same thing. And I think that's where we really got to get to. Yeah, you're not, in your mind, before you go under the knife, you're not going to say, what is this 15-year-old going to think about me? Mm-hmm. No, I know you're not. But on the other side, let's look at it as, how am I influencing the up and coming population of young women, of young ladies?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. And like you said, you can't tell people what to do with their body. That's your body. That's your choice. Do your thing. Chicken wing, chicken wing. But I think it's just the fact that, you know, it goes a little deeper than that, because yes, all eyes are on you. Because I feel 3 weeks ago, I thought that Summer Walker did her and her team did a very creative PR event for her album that just came out. You know, she went to, what'd she go to, Clark? And then she went to Clark, and they had a dumpster truck. And the whole premise of the album is, you know, I'm finished, I'm done, breakup album, of course. And it was, you know, she had this truck, really cute, like a little dump truck. And then she would tell everybody, bring stuff out that, you know, your exes gave you. You know, you're over it. You're throwing everything away. And, you know, she had the hard hat on. And it's cute because that's at college. And so it's like, okay, that makes sense. You know, that makes sense. But, and then right after that, you go on an interview and then you say, I wish I would have got a rib removed. Man. So, yeah, it can just be, you know, it is a tug of war conversation, because it's your body and it's your influence. And you decide how you use that influence. And, you know, we can see that she's using it that way. And,
But before you go, yeah. So her and the team did a great job, and they were in Atlanta, like you said. They did hit Clark. They also hit Spelman and Morehouse. So they did the pop up dump truck event at those local colleges in the A. Shout out to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Atlanta.
Yeah, go ahead. I can't do that. Another thing. What is it? Anxiety, depression. Then the depression, guys, the depressions come from obviously watching these women, or watching these men. It's not just girls, but I would say, you know, obviously girls have more body issues, or body shame than men. But it's not just about the body image. It's not about the anxiety. It's also about the depression, because you're in this constant loop of feedback that's reinforcing your worst thoughts, which is Instagram, which is social media. You know, you got people telling you, oh, you should do this, or you should do that, or you're not good enough. And, you know, it just weighs you down as a young person. And I don't remember feeling like this when I was 16. I don't remember that. When I was 16, we were just watching MTV, watching Sweet 16, the show. You know, I still remember Teyana Taylor doing her Sweet 16 party. And, you know, things like that. So times have changed. I understand that. I understand that times have changed. And Jonathan, I was just reiterating that, you know, when we were younger, 16, you know, when I was 16, I was sitting around the TV watching Sweet 16, you know, watching TV and doing that. But I never had a thought in my mind like, oh, when I hit, or not even when I hit 18, or now I want to go and get my body done, or I want to go enhance this, or I want to go get fillers here. The amount of people that have fillers are crazy. And the conversation around it on TikTok is a constant thing, Jonathan. And it's one of those things like, you know, you want to get Botox early. I hear that. I hear you. Oh, I hear you. Not all skin is made equal. I get it. Now, you want to be tight right here. And when you go like this, you don't want to have the frown. You don't want to have the frown lines. It's okay to age. It's okay to
That's
age.
That's true.
It's okay
but
to
here,
age.
But okay. here's the other part though. Like I mean, for every face, every shape, every blot here, blot there, like there's somebody that like appreciates that. There's somebody that finds that wrinkle in your eyebrows cute. You know, there's somebody that says, "Oh, I like the way when you scrunch your face up, you do the little thing," like whatever. But now going back to your point, like more than ever, this is why social media and just the influx of it and the, you know, new platforms here, new platforms there, and all this technology here and there with the, you know, with the filters and all these different things. This is another reason of how these young people are being influenced. And like you asked before, like, should America consider some of this? Yeah, it should be limited, because like you always remind me that, you know, that male brains aren't fully formulated until like 25. And then young ladies' brains, I don't know when that age is that they're 26. Fully formulated, but male and female are both created in a way to where we're very impressionable around certain things. Mm-hmm. Young ladies need affirmation from a father or a father-like figure. Young boys need guidance from a father-like figure. And they need that love and nurture from a mother-like figure. So therefore, understanding these things, if we don't have these things in addition to like those guardrails around social media and just, you know, what can be taken in, you know, we're going to see more of the situations like Summer Walker and Cardi B and people just wanting to work on their body because they like the way it looks versus somebody that they love or they admire pouring into them saying, why do you want to do that to your body? Your body was made wonderfully and fearfully, just like it says in the Bible. Like, right. We're created perfect in the image of God. So understanding that, y'all, just consider it for an extra second, like before you decide to go here and there, because you might go and get the surgery. Surgery might not go the way that you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You might go and get the surgery and later look back and be like, why did I do that? Right. Like, I wish I didn't do that to my body. Because then there's, you know, there's longer effects after the fact.
Then on the flip end, I don't want to just, you know, go girl, 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 because the guys. Yeah. With the men, for me, with the guys, it's the tattoos. And so with the tattoos, the tattoos on the young men, they, you know, I just talked to I want a tattoo on my hand.
Ah,
at 19.
No.
I want a tattoo on my ear, on my face.
Teardrop.
I want, you know, you want all this stuff. And it's like, you haven't, one, you ain't even turned 21 yet.
Yikes.
Two, you ain't even turned 25. You can't rent a car yet, okay? So,
can't rent a car yet.
You're not officially grown so you can rent a car. I know they say 18, I know they say 21. And then I've had someone in the past say, Brittany, can I use your age to rent a car? No, you need to be that age. Okay.
No, you ain't putting that on me, my credit.
Yeah,
no.
Hey, my credit, my strength.
Okay. No, baby.
Mm-mm. I was 26 when they asked me, and I said, I can't do that. My parents gonna kill me. And so so the point is that I'm making that it's not just the girls, you know. I know the body shame is heavy on the girl side, but with the rappers and the way that they speak and the way that they treat the women that they date, and you see it online all the time, it is horrible. And it's, you know, they're just eating it up. They just eating it up. They're a whole bunch of sponges, and they're just soaking it up. And it comes to a fact where it comes to a point where it's like, who is gonna be the one to just say, you know what? You know, this is what young men should be doing. Or are their parents putting them in, you know, those positions to see that type of stuff? But, you know, every household is different. I ain't got no kids. I'm not going to get into it. But it's just the fact that You know, sometimes the tattoos can be a little ridiculous. And then it's like, well, no one takes me seriously. Well, you have a,
ice cream comb on your face.
You know, those people are millionaires or thousandaires, and they can take care of their lives and they're booking gigs day to day, and they can do that. And that's the image that they want to uphold. You know, think of yourself in a higher light where, you know, you don't have to do that. You know, that's great. It's entertainment. Entertainment is not real, okay? Mm. Entertainment is not real. So what you're seeing online, it's never real. You know, we live right now. This is real. But if we take it down, if we take it down and if we edit it and we take some stuff out of it, you know, then that way, I mean, we take some stuff out of it. Oh, I don't like this, Jonathan. I don't like that. Okay, we're altering the live. And that's what you're doing. You're altering yourself based off what you see online. And you don't have to do that. But
that's real. Since we're going back for it, let me just share this and we can move on. Let me share this from perspective of somebody who, I'm a male and I have tattoos, right? I have some tattoos on my back. I have some on my arms right here, and I have one on my side, whatever. But the thing that I want to share is that before I decided to get these tattoos, I was intentional to choose the tattoos to where they still would not be able to be seen if I wore a shirt that came just before like the funny bone and the crease in my elbow. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, I still can go and interview for a job because, you know, with our generation, there's a point in time to where you get a tattoo anywhere down here, right? Anywhere down here. On your forearm, you're not getting a job. There's a time where if you had dreads in your head, you're not getting a job. Ears pierced, you're not getting a job. Right. But now, you know, that the goalposts have been moved, but still, to your point, I would just consider, right? I would just urge you and consider you to say, before I get this tattoo, one, what career field am I going to be in, or what career field am I currently in, right? Because we need to make sure it makes sense. And then two, if you want to get your whole, you want to get the full sleeve, you better make sure you're comfortable wearing long sleeves in the summertime, because there's some places that's going to require you to wear certain apparel and certain athleisure, if you will, because because your reflection or how you look and how you dress is a reflection of that company, corporation, business, et cetera. So yeah,
that is true. That is true. That's true. Yeah, and so just the final thoughts here on the article about, you know, this all started because, like I said, Australia had banned social media for 16 and under. And, you know, one of the biggest things about the ban was the critical years, the age ban of those teenagers struggling with anxiety, depression, body image from constant feedback. Loop of reinforcing, you know, your negative thoughts or your worst thoughts. The age ban can give teens time to learn. Oh my gosh. They can give them time to bless you.
I can't sneeze. Are you sneeze shaming me live?
No,
are
I'm not. Shaming me? Jesus. That's that crazy.
Don't sneeze
off.
Around me. I muted the audio on the live stream. I can't mute them on all three, Brittany. We live on Fanbase. We live on TikTok.
Okay,
we live
let me
everywhere.
Finish my thought,
go
man.
Ahead. Okay, go ahead.
And so, you know, the age band will give them social skills so they can learn how to communicate face-to-face communication, tone, eye contact, and body language. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I've seen people not want to call the restaurant and order food. They say, nah, just go online and order it. I'm walking right up to you. Anyways, so final thoughts, a bold move for Australia and a wake-up call. So Australia's move is bold, maybe too bold for America, but here is what definitely is. A signal that that the status quo is broken. Teen anxiety and depression aren't just trending up, they're skyrocketing. So social media isn't the only factor, but it's something we could address if we want to, which is the United States. We regulate many other activities that pose risks to developing brains and bodies of children. Whether we ban it, restrict it, or redesign it, we need to do something. Australia just forced the question into the open. We now need to decide how to respond. And I totally agree with that. So, you know, if you have kids out there, you know, I know the parents do. I pray the parents are doing a good job, you know, regulating that, you know, because remember they got like filter crazy. They ban filters and all this other stuff. But Okay, Fair enough, man.
As we shift gears, let me just shout out my guy Anthony Reese live on TikTok showing us some love right now. Shout out to Anthony Reese. Shift gears, Britt. Go ahead. You got it.
What up? Okay. So my next story I have here, it's the holiday season. We're still in the holiday season. We got about, what we got? 9, 10?
What, till Christmas?
10, yeah, 9 days.
3? We are terrible. 8 days.
Eight days away. That's how you know we ain't tripping over here. Okay. So this article, all these articles I got today are from Psychology Today, guys. I love Psychology Today. So how micro giving this holiday season can help those with ADHD. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think about that, Jonathan?
Man, I mean, I like the way that starts off. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. So first, have you ever heard of micro giving?
Heard of microdosing, never heard of microgiving.
Okay. So microgiving, just a couple examples of what microgiving is. Microgiving refers to small everyday acts of kindness that require little effort or no planning, such as holding the door open, sending a quick thinking of you text, offering a genuine compliment.
Genuine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smiling at a stranger.
Be careful with that.
Expressing gratitude.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Donating small amounts to a cause you care about.
Come on, philanthropic. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. These moments don't need to be grand or time consuming. Their power lies in their simplicity. Okay. So that's what it's about. Micro giving creates brief, meaningful connections, connections that support self-worth and remind you of who you are at your best. Kind, thoughtful, and connected. This part of you often gets overshadowed when you're rushing around, overwhelmed, or judging yourself for falling apart. Perhaps you set a goal that are the perhaps you set goals that are unrealistic, exhausting, or uninspiring. Micro giving can rebuild self-compassion, hope, and renewal. I love it.
That's good for the holiday season right there, that micro giving. That's real good because, like so, you said, it's expensive. It's holiday season.
So I know you're like,
so.
Okay, Brittany, that's great. But how did that apply to ADHD? So small acts of kindness reduce holiday stress for people with ADHD and raise dopamine levels.
So you get the quick hits.
Quick hits. Exactly.
Okay. That's good.
Open the door. Boom. Yeah. I'm happy. Say a thank you. Boom. Another one. You know, I'm happy all day. Now I'm just leveling up on
stacking. Stacking. New level completed. Okay.
There you go. Micro giving creates brief, meaningful connections that support self-worth and reduce social anxiety, which we talked about already. Small act of kindness initiate an upward emotional spiral without requiring sustained effort or planning. And I think that's the big thing about it. Like, it's just one of those things like, oh, I'm thinking about this person. I'm going to say, you know, I never text somebody and just say, hey, thinking of you. But I don't think I would do that. I'd just say, hey, girl, you know, how you doing? You know, hope everything's going well.
I mean, I think that's really good because yesterday, like I said, yesterday when we were sitting at the office, I was like, man, this is my boy Boop's old birthday. I'm going to text him happy birthday. And I forgot to do it. So I think this is really good for microdosing because then you can be like,
micro giving.
Because right when it come to mind, then you do the thing before, you know, your head goes everywhere. So shout out to my boy, man, Chibuzo Elanu. Happy birthday, man. That's my brother right there. Happy birthday to him. But yeah, right. Micro giving. Okay.
And then micro giving counters negative patterns of criticism, judgment, and isolation by reminding you that you belong. Okay? You belong. You belong. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
You're important.
Mariah Carey.
You're valuable. Yeah. I like
you
it.
Is kind. You is important. Okay? That's what the help taught us. Okay? But yeah, so, you know, this holiday season, if you're someone that has ADHD, if you know someone that has ADHD, practice micro giving. Even if you don't have ADHD, practice micro giving. Open the door for someone. Send a little thank you text. Send a little this, send a little that, okay? But, you know, just fill the room with joy, okay, when you walk into it. Okay, last but not least, I am so excited about this one. So, Jonathan, this one is about three tips on holiday gift giving to boost couples' wellness. Okay, the only one that's in a relationship right now is you. So I'm gonna ask you these questions.
You better not sneeze. I'm gonna shame your sneeze like crazy on here. Sneeze. You better suck it back in. You better suck
that sneeze back in. Okay. Okay. So, gift giving. Okay. Here we go. So here they are. So tip number one: gift giving may be more effective than speech.
Yes, potentially. Potentially, if the gift is really intentional and thought out, I say yes. Because guys, we don't always have the words sometimes. So the right gift can say 15,000 words. Yeah. I believe it.
Okay. So in a 2024 study in the Journal of Consumer Psychology, some doctors, they found that receiving a small, thoughtful gift was sometimes more effective than a supportive conversation. The participants who received a gift from a loved one reported strong feelings of being cared for, valued, and emotionally satisfied than those who were simply told the kind words. That's how I am. That's how I be telling people. It's like, well, Brittany, how do you know if he likes you? And it's like, give me something. But that's just me, though.
I mean, but I can push back on that, though. Like, I feel what the survey is saying.
I love some kind words. Don't get me wrong. But
No. This is for people that ain't even on the show that can't speak for themselves. People that can't speak for themselves. Some people, so everybody don't want a gift. Somebody like, nah, just give me some quality time. Just talk to me nice. Yeah.
People like that.
What? You say you don't like people like that? That don't want the money, but just want the time? That's crazy. Oh,
no.
My goodness.
Yeah, you just want time. Don't you want something?
They might not want nothing. They might just want time. But also, I'm going to say this and then be done. But even with the five love languages, and me and Gabby have seen this in our almost 6 years of being married, that our love languages have shifted over time. At one point, it could be time. Another point, it could be gifts. Another time, it could be physical touch. But time.
And he talks about that. He talks about that in the book. You know, go through different seasons of, you know, it can change.
So but you I'm know like, this is true, but you're trying to push back on facts? That's crazy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hold on to your hats, folks.
Whatever. Tip number
hold
two.
Hold on to your hats. Yeah, tip, come on. Tip number two. What you got? Tip
number two. Whatever. All right, tip number two. Experiences or objects can both work if they include personal meaning.
So the personal meaning
same study, a client described how she created a scavenger hunt around the apartment she shared with her boyfriend, as she knew he loved this game. It ended with a gift card for a private session at a local karaoke bar that he loved with their friends. However, the same study also emphasized that emotionally material gifts can also be powerful. These material gifts would include objects with meaning that carried an emotional resistance. Have you ever done that? Experiences or objects can both work if they include personal meaning.
Yes. Because for Gabby, at one point, it was like she wants to do the experience thing because she would want the experience created based on like something that she's told me about or something that, you know, she wants to do with me. And then, you know, one night we went dancing. I wasn't the best dancer, but we learned to dance together. And she was like, I really had fun with that. I was like, I did not, because I couldn't get the dance. She picked it up real quick. Neither here nor there.
It's crazy.
But yeah, hey, two left feet, two right feet. Whatever. I was out there on both my feet. Okay. You understand me? So,
are we talking about like salsa dancing? Or are we talking about
We did
what two step hitch.
What are we talking about? We did some two step. We did not salsa. Yeah, we did some two step and
that is a Chicago bop. It is some line dancing.
No. We didn't do all that. But I got the footage around here somewhere. It might make it to the light of day. Maybe, maybe not.
Please show us that. Okay. Maybe last not. Tip right here, gift giving for the holidays with couples. Gifts are relationships, wellness experiences, not a holiday duty. Speak on it.
Ooh, wellness experiences, not a holiday duty. I would say it depends on what you all agree on, because it's one thing, because I made this mistake last year. I bought Gabby all these gifts because I thought she bought me all these gifts, but she bought me a couple of gifts that really hit. And I was like, dang, these are dope. But then she was like, yeah, all those other gifts were meaningless that you got me. And I was like, dang.
Dang. She said,
No. Oh. But she knew, and she was honest about it. Like, cause the one that I got her, well, out of the, one of the things I got her, she was like, oh, you could have just got me this and I would have been excited. And I was like, oh, dang, I'd have to buy all these other things. But yeah, it is a wellness experience because it shows how attentive you are to your person, how well you know your person, and just putting that intentionality there, right? So make sure there's some, make sure some clear guidelines on the front end. Are we doing Christmas gifts this year? Are we not doing Christmas gifts? Are we just giving thanks to each other? Like, what are we doing? So both people know, okay? Just be on the same page.
So for the people that aren't married, do you think, you know, gifts should have a price tag, a price limit on them, or?
I think that way you set yourself up for success on both sides. Because imagine you buy somebody a gift card for $50, and then somebody buys you the new, like the new Apple headphones. You would be hurt. You'd be like, dang, if I knew we was just shooting for the bare minimum, I would have did the bare minimum. Right? Just set the expectation, set the standard. And I believe that that should be set based on like how long y'all been dating, how long y'all known each other. You just don't want to, hey, we just started talking. Boom. I'm gonna go here, get you the newest, expensive, most whatever AirPods. It's like, hold on. Whoa. I just met you last week. We just got in a relationship 2 days ago. That's so slow down.
That is crazy.
Build on it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that was just, you know, I just wanted to get those tips from Jonathan. Three tips on holiday gift giving to boost couples' wellness. That's so sweet. So I hope you take these into account, Jonathan, when you're buying gifts. You ain't got that many days. So I hope you got your gifts ready. Last but not least, we got about 7 minutes here, but I do want to give a shout out to my big cousin, Sharice. She is in St. Louis, and I don't know how old she is, but she looks like a black Barbie. That's literally what
shout
she
out black
like.
Barbie cousin.
Shout out black Barbie cousin. I love her so much. She's great.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
You know, get some DJ horn for Sharice. And for your friend's birthday, too. All right.
My boy, okay, Boozo. Jonathan, shout out.
We got 7 minutes left. You got some questions. Ooh. What you want to ask? Let's get it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. We can't go there without sports. Real quick. So last night, the NBA sports, Cup final. Produce. Hey.
Oh.
We got to bring this sport. Exactly. Right. Yeah, be excited. Be excited. Yeah. You the one told me why I ain't doing sports. So the New York Knicks 124 to the San Antonio Spurs 113. The Knicks come from behind to win the 2025 what? NBA Cup.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They won.
The Knicks taking them out 124 to 113.
How many points did Victor? How many do? Wembley, I'm gonna
come
learn.
On, man. You got to start saying this man name.
He does.
You got to start saying Wembley Yamba. I believe it's Wembley.
That's
Wembley
not
Yamba.
Right either. Victor. But let's go. Well, how many points Victor. Did he have?
Okay, I didn't have it all pulled up, Britt. I didn't have it all pulled up.
It's fine. I'll just go.
No. We're gonna get it right. Okay, so look, so last night with the last night the box score for the game. Jesus, see, you throwing me off. You throwing me off, Britt. Last night for the box score, Victor, where is Victor at? Victor.
Vic.
So Vic was out here 7 of 17. Okay, I guess Vic, we'll take 7 of 17.
No, we won't take
7 of 17, but for 18 points though. He had 18 points.
How many rebounds?
Behind him. Well, how many rebounds he have? Where we at? Yes, 6 rebounds.
How many blocks? Rebounds.
He had a couple blocks, 2 blocks.
He wasn't doing nothing last night. Okay.
Wasn't showing up big. But then De'Aaron Fox had he had 16 points as well to go with that. Had 16 points, 9 assists to go with that. So we're not mad at it. You know, not terrible.
Okay, hey, let's get to the winning team. Yeah.
Hold on, yeah. But for the Knicks, you know, Mr. OG on the Knicks, he had 28 points. Okay.
Who is Mr. OG?
OG Anunoby.
Oh, you're saying that's his name.
OG. Yeah, that's his first name. His first name is OG.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Jalen Brunson, though. Jalen Brunson is tough. 25 points for Mr. Jalen Brunson. He is tough,
200%
man.
200% on the floor every time. Go ahead.
Going hard or going home, and he ain't trying to go home. Okay. Never. Man, so shout out to that man. That's we're good on that. But yeah, man, NBA Cup, that's the final, you know what I'm saying?
And they won the 500,000, right?
That was what it was the year previously. So it should still be the
LeBron
same.
LeBron got that 500,000. They should get that 500,000.
Each individual competing player. 500,000.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, do you really need 500,000? See that 500,000? They should take that whole 500,000 and they should give that to the WNBA. That's what they should do. So y'all over here wasting money. These people already have multi-million dollar contracts. Okay.
I mean, are they wasting money, or are they part of the reason why people are actually watching? Because the marketing and
stuff
like that.
We just started the NBA Cup tournament with them ugly courts. We just started that.
Oh,
we've been trying
Jesus.
To get the WNBA paid forever. Y'all
the
got $500,000 per person.
Crazy.
Y'all got $500,000 per person. Y'all need to pay them. Y'all need to pay them girls. Y'all didn't pay them women, okay?
Yikes. Okay.
There's no way that the headline can say, now we're going to pay a WNBA player $1 million. $1 million in the NBA is like, I'm not, they're not even doing nothing for that. $1 million.
I knew the WNBA was going through it when I was in the airport at DFW and I seen the LA Sparks in the airport. I was like, wait, what? Why are y'all catching the same plane I'm catching, baby? We not going to the same place. It's crazy.
Are we going to the same place? Because
y'all got a layover and everything. Y'all are professional athletes and y'all catching layovers. That's crazy. Okay, rapid fire, real quick. Rapid fire.
Oh, rapid fire. Okay.
Yeah. If you ran the show for a week, what's the one segment you would cancel immediately?
Straight from the Source.
Oh God!
Because I don't do that one.
You'd have to bring that word. Get in that word. What's your least favorite sound in the studio? Oh, that's crazy.
My least favorite sound in the studio. Feedback.
Okay. What's the hardest part of being a producer that viewers never see?
You have to keep yourself together. You can't let people see you sweat. Because then people are like, oh my gosh, does she really know what she's doing? But it's like, I am calm, I am cool, I am collect, I am Brittany. Go forth. Yeah.
What's your favorite, we survived that moment from producing this show?
Oh, this show? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say probably when we had to switch I had to bring your laptop because my laptop was tripping. And then I was like, okay, Jonathan, I think you could just switch over. Or I came in late and I was like, we could just switch everything over on my end. And then we switched it over and it didn't work. And then somehow, some way we got back online and we were like, bam, okay, we good to go. So probably that.
Okay. Okay. Here's rapid fire, inside the rapid fire. Early call time or so late shoot?
Burning.
You're on fire.
Early call time.
Okay.
I want everybody up early.
Live TV or pre-recorded?
Live. Live. I don't say live just because I'm doing live. I say live because once you do something live, I just want everybody to understand. That's it. One time, one take. We in, we out, we gone. Okay, done. Next.
You going off notes or you going just straight off the vibe? You riding the vibe?
I got to have my notes. I got to have my notes. You know, you can throw a little vibe in there, but I need my notes.
All right. Well, there we go, man. That's that's our question.
Okay,
we're
gonna, perfect.
Hold on. Wait. Before, and just so y'all know out there, like I said before, don't send producer Britt no questions. Send me the questions. Send them to at Jonathan Jones Speaks. And, you know, I reserve the right to ask all the questions. She don't have to always answer them, but we're going to make her answer them. But yeah, Britt, final thought for the people for Wellness Wednesday.
Okay, just want to wrap up what we talked about. So we talked about the social media ban in Australia. You know, that's probably never going to come to the United States. But, you know, it's just a wake-up call to think about our youth and think about how, you know, the age ban that they're doing in Australia, it can help with, you know, them struggling with anxiety, depression, body image, and, you know, the constant loop of them thinking their worst thoughts. You know, this can be a transition for them to learn how to communicate in person, communicate face to face, tone, eye contact, body language, not take everything so personal. Ugh. And then also we talked about micro giving, okay, this holiday season for those who have ADHD. Or if you don't have ADHD, okay, if you've just been a Scrooge lately or you've been the Grinch lately, maybe you need to do some micro giving so that dopamine level can go up a little bit, okay? Small acts of kindness during the holiday season can help you with your ADHD by raising your dopamine levels, okay? Also, small acts of kindness can initiate an upward emotional spiral without requiring sustained effort or planning, okay? And I know you're like, Brittany, I came in the show late. Where are these things? Holding the door open, sending a quick text, a genuine compliment, smiling at a stranger. Be careful with that one, as Jonathan says. Expressing gratitude and donating a small amount to the cause that you care about. Okay, last but not least, we talked about the three tips on holiday gift giving to boost couples' wellness. Jonathan let us know that gift giving may be more effective than speech. Give a good gift. Don't give me them words, okay? Experiences or objects, okay? Give me the experience, but if you give me the Jesus. Object, it needs to be something meaningful behind it, okay? I don't want a whole bunch of stocking stuffers. Just Jesus. Give me one thing that I really, 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 really wow. want, okay? Tip number three, last but not least, gifts are relationships, wellness experiences, not a holiday duty. This is probably my favorite one because, as Jonathan stated earlier, you know, it's a wellness check for the relationship. Are you paying attention? Did you read my Christmas list? Are you paying attention? What's in the Amazon cart? What's happening? What's happening here? Are you paying attention? Do you like me? Okay. So, you know, it's just a wellness check on the relationship part if you're getting the gift that the person wants. All in all, okay. I hope you guys have a great Wednesday. Do something great for yourself. Touch some grass. Go out there. Let the cold air, you know, just breeze on your skin. Just let it blow on your skin. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you go out there in the cold, you know, sometimes just breathe. You know, good air, clean.
Yeah, for a second, don't keep breathing.
Yeah, for a second, for a little bit, you know, go out there bundled up.
for a quick taste.
But yes, it's been great, guys. Just remember to subscribe, like everywhere we are. We're on Instagram, we're on Fanbase, we're on TikTok, we're on YouTube. We in your house, we in your ear, we on your phone, we on your TV. Look it up, okay? So we will see y'all. I will see y'all on Friday. Jonathan, we'll see y'all tomorrow, and have a great day.
There it is, family. There it is. Y'all here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're here coming at you live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. Family, be kind. Do some micro giving today, right? Hold the door open. Give somebody a hug. Give somebody a kiss on the cheek if you know them and if they approve, okay? But family, always remember, okay, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way? All right, fan base, y'all take it.